For more than 40 years, Zuckerman Harpsichords International has been in the seaside village of Stonington in southeastern Connecticut. This small business restores vintage harpsichords and builds new ones. The keyboard instrument played a key role in the development of Baroque music between the 16th and 18th centuries. But the musicians and craftspeople at Zuckerman's want to bring the harpsichord into the 21st century. Rhonda Miller reports.
At Zuckerman Harpsichords, Yelena Zamalachikova plays a harpsichord built here in 2006 and recently refurbished for a performance. She's playing a Baroque piece.
That's Allemande in A minor by Jean-Philippe Rameau.
She's one of two Juilliard-trained staff harpsichordists who work in what's called the action room, where strings are put on the instruments and the precision work is done to get the best possible sound. What do you think about this harpsichord shop in Stonington?
I love it. I think it's a great place. The instruments are beautiful and I have a chance to work on them.
Richard Auber is the owner of Zuckerman. He says they build harpsichords to satisfy professional musicians.
It's the musical finishing, the artistic finishing that we bring to the instrument that's important.
Are there other companies in America that do all the things you do? The repair, the restoration, the building?
Our competition, to answer your question, is that there are individual builders out there who can maybe make 3-4 instruments a year, perhaps. But they can't do every single aspect of it at the level that we can, because we are a team of 11 or 12 people that is each consummate in our particular contribution. And in fact, my job is to bring it all together into a whole work of art.
Staff harpsichordist Amérique Dupré-Latour is one member of the team who makes precision adjustments to the harpsichords. He says one of the recent restoration projects was an Italian-style harpsichord built in the 1950s.
And it was a lot of work. And it has a deep, very deep, dark sound.
The art of building a harpsichord begins with fine woodworking, from the large pieces that make up the body of the instrument to small critical parts, like harpsichord jacks. The jacks move up and down when the keys are played on the keyboard. Each jack carries a plectrum, kind of like a small pick that plucks the strings. In the Zuckerman workshop, Mike Lynch is working on some of the jacks.
There can't be a mistake. You know, it has to be perfect or it won't work.
Staff harpsichordist Dupré-Latour says these precisely built instruments have lots of potential in the 21st century.
I don't think that we should be building harpsichords here in order to serve the ghosts of the great masters of 17th and 18th century music. I think that we should build instruments that can be mediums for composers of now and of tomorrow, and of classical music, contemporary music, dissonant music, and even rock or pop music.
Dupré-Latour worked to bring the world premiere and recording of a new piece featuring two harpsichords to the La Grua Center for Arts and Culture in Stonington. It's called Bridge of Souls. At the premiere, composer Jose Bevia said he planned the debut in New York City, but he got an offer from Zuckerman he couldn't refuse.
They had decided to provide the two instruments, which was extremely generous of them.
Bevia said he also decided to come to Stonington because Zuckerman's two staff harpsichordists would play for the performance and the recording. Bridge of Souls will be on Bevia's next album. Some at Zuckerman are hoping the recording will shine a light on Stonington as a place where musicians can find a seaside oasis for performance and inspiration. For WSHU News, I'm Rhonda Miller.